to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question. Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Amazing question. Are you a problem to yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And no matter where you are and what you're doing, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. And everybody and they mama, if you're black. What now? So if you're busy and you can't sit and watch it, you got to run around this morning, this evening, this night, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. Yes, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bringing back the order of God in Christ. Christ and man, man over woman. Amazing, huh? Yesterday, after I did my show, 3 hours of show, we did 3 hours of taping brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. So my throat may be a little whatever, voice may be a little something from talking so much yesterday all day. What the? But I am here. And I have to tell you that the women's forum is tomorrow night, ladies. Get ready. We got a special opening for you tomorrow night, ladies. You don't want to miss it. 7 p.m. for the last 35 years, or 34 years, 1990, how many years is that, Nick?
1990, we got almost 40 years. Amazing.
40?
Almost 40, so 36.
From 1990 to...
35 years.
What?
From 1990 to 2025.
It's how many years?
35.
Amazing. So I was, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise, our 35th anniversary is coming up in February, the second Sunday of February. And for 35 years, I've been telling you that our battle is a spiritual battle and that salvation is of the heart. You must be born again of the heart. And that every human being heart is wicked, evil. There's not one human being that has a good heart. Not until he or she start to work on themselves, admit to themselves, even if they don't want to say it out loud. You're not required to say it out loud unless you want to. But you got to admit to yourself, salvation is about admitting that you're wicked, that you're evil. And this is why family members don't get along. You know, Christ said, I came to divide, not to unite. I came to divide mothers from daughters, fathers from sons, in-laws from outlaws, whatever. I came to divide, not to unite. And what he was, is talking about in families, in all relationships, I don't care what kind of relationship it is, it's not real because the human being is evil. And so Christ came seeking those who want to come out of that state of mind, state of being. And it's not for everyone, even though everyone is welcome to come out of it if they want to. They will be, if you want truth to change your life, it will change your life. It's like, it will change your life if you want it to. And truth, God, truth, the Spirit of the Father will only enter into you if you invite it, if you want it. If you don't want it, he's not going to bother you. He'll leave you right in your misery. He'll leave you blind, living from the outside, looking for everything to make you feel better and allow you never to feel better because it's not outside. It's on the inside. Salvation is of the heart. But every human being is evil. Yeah, every human. And when he says you cannot trust an angry person, is a murderer, that is so true. You are suffering in your life. Your own life has nothing to do, and it is not because of anyone on the outside or anything on the outside. And suffering, when I say suffering, you're burning in hell on the inside. And burning meaning your fears, your doubts, your worries, your jealousy, your strife, your revenge, your suicidal thoughts, your lack of love. It's all in you because your heart is wicked and you have no love. You have no love. And you look on the outside thinking that somehow or another, money, people, place, or thing, or somebody going to make you feel better. You look inside of you, you trust your thoughts. You think that if this thought didn't work, the next one will. If that one doesn't work, the next one will. If that one doesn't work, the next one will, and it never works. It only leads you into darkness. And only get where you get married thinking that because somebody told you you should get married and have a family, you're thinking, well, if I get married and have children, the men and the women think this, I'll be better. I'll have peace. I'll have love. No, you won't. I want you to really think about this. There's nothing or nobody that can take away your misery. And then once you do, you try to make them love you because everybody pretend they love one another when they're dating. I love you, you love me, we love each other, right? It's just a false lie. It's a false lie. And once you get married, reality sets in and you realize, oh, you didn't love me. I thought you loved me. Give me more of that feeling you gave me, the thrills you gave me when we were dating. And they can never fulfill that. Every human being around the world, not one, it applies to everybody. And so this is why family don't work. Because angry people try to control others in hope that they will feel better. And they'll call it love. I care. I care. Mama tell you all the time, I care. Mama cares about you. Mama doesn't give 2 cents about you. Mama is doing that to get a thrill from pretending that she care about you. So, and it's when we use, oh, Mom, oh, she can make you do what she want you to do. She'll love you. So if you want, do it to her. But if you want to have perfect peace, and you can, and I know lost people don't believe you can have perfect peace. It's mind-blowing to me. They don't believe that you can have it. Even after they accept Jesus, they don't have that perfect peace. And the mind said, well, you know what? You can't have it. You're just human. It's human. It's human nature, they say. You can't have it. And the mind make up lies, and they believe the lies, and they fall for the lies. And then they find other people who don't have it, and those people validate that you can't have it, and then they believe it. They say, well, because the world is mean, that's why you can't have perfect peace. What does that have to do with your world? You are your own world. Did you know that? What does somebody else's world have to do with you and your world? Why? Come out from amongst them. Become an individual and live your life. And don't let them tell you how to live. What values and morals to keep. You live your life. You can be free. Yesterday, I saw a full display, wide open display for the world to see of human nature, of how evil and wicked the human heart is. It was on full display yesterday. I saw the devils in hell, meaning miserable in their own lives, in their own body, in their own mind, attacking another human being, and they were getting a thrill from it. And they didn't care if it embarrassed the person or not, or if it hurt the person or not. They were getting a full thrill from trying to hurt this person. And he was on a interview for a job. They tried to put out his personal life, whatever he's done in the past. And they went at him with a vengeance. And every human being can relate to this. Though this was happening on full display in government, it's happening in you, it's happening in your home, it's happening in your life, and your friends and your family members and you try to do this to other people. You do it to other people because your heart is wicked. You're no different than what I'm about to show you. You're literally no different. That's why God said you must be born again, meaning you must overcome the evil heart. Other, if not, you are vicious, dangerous, can snap at any time, jealous person. And it doesn't matter. Your jealousy, your anger can come out anywhere at any time, and you don't care that you're on display, and you believe that people don't really see it. I want you to see this, and I want you to know this is every human being, except for those men and women who have heard that you must be born again, that you must forgive, and God will forgive you when you can admit that you're evil. I'm wrong. I'm wrong for judging you. I'm evil. And then you can be free. How many people are going to do that? Five. Hardly no one. This is so deep to me. I don't hardly know what to do with it. I couldn't believe that I was looking at human nature on full display. It's like grandma brought out all the meal at the same time, put it on the table, and you can see the whole meal. And you can go, well, what the? Yesterday, Pete Hegseth was being questioned by the representative there in D.C., and this time by the Democrats, and the Democrats, men and women, show how wicked they are, how evil they are. But they were showing you human nature. They show you who they are and who you are and what can happen to you if you don't overcome. This guy only applied for a job. They went into his bedroom. They went into what they heard about him. They went into everything and tried to embarrass him. Tried to hurt him over a job interview. When did you go to a job interview and they ask you who you slept with? They ask you about an out-of-wedlock child. They ask you, they don't ask you that on a job interview unless this is new. But they couldn't defeat the guy with his qualifications. And so they tried to destroy him in a personal way. And none of them, they're all guilty of the same thing. None of them are no good. Devils judging devils. Just like in your life, in your personal life, in your relationship life, it's the same thing. I want you to see you. And then maybe you will be honest with yourself. You know what? I am evil. I don't have love. I do try to hurt others. I do compare myself to others. I want to be like others. I am a coward. I join groups. I am afraid to stand alone. I am looking for love. I do get vicious when I don't get what I want. Revenge is mine. Not God, but yours. Maybe through what I'm about to show you, you'll see you. But I realize most people are not going to see themselves because they don't want to see this in themselves. This is from Fox News. Reaction poured in on social media and elsewhere as Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth was grilled by Democrats on Capitol Hill following a tense confirmation hearing that often got personal. These people were so vicious and so evil, they didn't care that you saw what was coming out of them. Have you ever been attacked by someone and they don't care what's coming out of them? They're so unconscious, they don't know you see the evil coming out of them, and they don't care. I want you to pay attention to this one and then see what's going on inside of you. Know thyself. This was so evil. It was so evil, but it's the world. Hell is right here on earth, inside a human being, on earth. You think you're going to die and go to hell? You're already in hell. Everyone who has anger has an evil heart. You're in hell. And you try hard to pull other people into your hell. And you will try to destroy them. And they went after Pete because they hate Donald Trump. And anyone that's close to Donald Trump, they're going to try and destroy you trying to get to him. It's like mama. If you're close to your daddy, I don't care what color the mama is, how rich or poor, whatever color. If you're close to your daddy, whether you're a daughter or a son, son or a daughter, mama will try to destroy you. That spirit of jealousy, that spirit of evil will come after you, and you'll become, in her mind, she'll try to make it appear that you're the worst child ever. And you wonder, why is mama treating me that way? Look over and see that you're just like your daddy. Or you're close to your daddy. Well, anyone that's close to Daddy Trump, and you got to go before these people, they come at you like snakes. Rattlesnakes. Poisonous snakes. Pete received a standing ovation when he walked into the hearing room yesterday. Watch this. That was walking in. And I remind, this is just a young man who is working on his career. And whatever his personal life is no one's business, right? You got evil people who are either doing the same thing or has done the same thing, trying to put his personal business on display with the intent to hurt him and with the intent to destroy him. Because Donald Trump recommended him. There were combat veterans showed up to support Pete. And there were some protesters removed from the hearing. All this is from Fox News. Watch this.
Hundreds of combat veterans showed up in Washington to march in support for Pete. But there were a few troublemakers in the room, which caused things to get off to a kind of a rocky start.
Pete, you are a misogynist. Not only that, you are a Christian Zionist.
Accountability and
corrupt senators,
readiness.
When are you going to stop bombing babies in Gaza? Veterans are committing suicide and are homeless.
The genocide in Gaza, that's the recruiting crisis. No money for disasters, only $8 billion to Israel's alone children. That's the recruiting crisis.
Can I leave, please?
That ain't nothing compared to what I'm about to show you. That was nothing. Stupid little protesters. The internet is mad about. I want you to see human nature so you can understand. Maybe you understand, some will. That it's not about racism or sexism or homophobiaism or Allahuabaism, white supremacism. Antisemitism. It's not about isms. It's about the heart. It's about human nature being evil. Human beings are evil. And it's worse than what I'm about to show you. Really. Evil is evil. And there's no... Some people say, well, I'm not that mad or that evil or that angry. Anger is anger, and evil is evil. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as one better than the other or less evil than the other person. No, it's the same. It's the same. Here's where Pete provided an amazing opening statement.
Unlike the current administration, politics should play no part in military matters. We are not Republicans. We are not Democrats. We are American warriors. Our standards will be high, and they will be equal, not equitable. That's a very different word. It is true and has been acknowledged that I don't have a similar biography to defense secretaries of the last 30 years. But as President Trump also told me, we've repeatedly placed people atop the Pentagon with supposedly the right credentials, whether they are retired generals, academics, or defense contractor executives. And where has it gotten us? He believes, and I humbly agree, that it's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent, someone with no vested interest in certain companies or specific programs or approved narratives.
Remember when America was like that? I remember. It was the best qualified person. It wasn't about DEI. It wasn't about that. The military is about that now. And as a result, it's weak. Weak leadership. Weak men and women. I don't even like saying women, because women ain't got no better in the military. Unless they're like nurses or secretaries and things like that. But Pete, all he said, give me this job and I'll make it work. And it's going to be based on the best qualified person. It's not going to be about whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's going to be the best qualified man. I will make the military strong. He's applying for a job. Have you ever gone on a job and the interviewer got you in a room in front of somebody else or even alone, and they tried to humiliate you about a job? Who you slept with? Who you did this? Last year, did you smoke pot or whatever? Well, Senator Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York, he wanted to humiliate Pete, but kind of kept his composure. Watch this.
Schumer's strategy was to create fireworks, humiliate Hegseth, and stain the GOP brand. But Pete kept his composure. And the Democrats humiliated themselves.
Would you explain what a jag-off is?
I don't think I need to, sir.
Why not?
Because the men and women watching understand.
Well, perhaps some of my colleagues don't understand.
It would be a JAG officer who puts his or her own priorities in front of the warfighters. Their promotions, their medals, in front of having the backs of those who are making the tough calls on the front lines.
Amazing. The one thing I forgot to mention, which is very important, I want you to notice how Pete never overreacted to Satan's tactics, to the Democrats trying to humiliate him, embarrass him, all for it, because he's close to Trump. He's close to daddy. But he kept his composure. He didn't hate back. This is how you defeat evil. You overcome evil with good, meaning you don't react, you don't get mad, you let Satan just say and act and do whatever he wants. Then he'll go away if you don't overreact to him. 888-775-3773. A quick break. I'll be back in a moment.
That I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm, I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and just, it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Amazing. 888-777-7773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. For the new listeners, if you have not heard The Hake Report, you're missing out. From 9 to 11 a.m., he's on fire. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. And on fire as well. Amazing. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, no more 4 p.m. for those who are just tuning in. And you heard the Anchor Baby's on at 4. It's at 12 noon now, Pacific time. Energy just everywhere. And tonight, tomorrow night, ladies, it's the third Thursday night of the month, believe it or not. We're having our women's forum tomorrow night. The first one for this year. And just as last year, it started out on fire. This one is even better. We're stepping it up. We are saying no to evil at 7 p.m. I want to just give you a little bit more about, and then we'll get to the calls and your super chats and more about Pete. And so I want you to watch how Pete stay calm. He doesn't even pretend that he's not like forcing himself to like be calm. He's just being calm in the midst of hell. And I want this to be a lesson to you as well. Just as Donald Trump does. You be calm in the midst of hell. You be still and know the truth. Don't overreact when people are attacking you, because in reality, real reality, true reality, not your fake God in your mind, they're not attacking you. But because you have identified with your mind and emotions, you think that they're attacking you and you overreact. And then Satan got you. They got you. People can only hurt you if you believe that there is someone there to be hurt, to hurt. If you believe that, you will be hurt. And not you, but the false you. But you think it's you. I want you to notice how Pete maintained his calmness and how Satan went insane. Went insane. Here's another example, Chuck Schumer, guy from New York, tried to attack him. Here's Pete, an example of him continue to keep his composure. Watch this.
The most important thing about these hearings is that the nominee shows they have the right temperament. Defend your position without losing your cool.
Yes.
And do your best to avoid the gotcha moments.
Yes.
Pete did that today.
Quite sure that every general who serves should not go directly into the defense industry for 10 years. But you're not willing to make that same pledge?
I'm not a general, Senator. Can
you give me an experience or your actual experience of driving innovation in an organization? Give me an example of where you have done
that. Oh, my goodness, Senator. Absolutely. At Concerned Veterans for America, we created the Fixing Veterans Healthcare Task Force, a bipartisan task force that had never been done before to create policy, to drive policy change on Capitol Hill that organizations fought ferociously against. Well, we got the VA Accountability Act passed and the Mission Act passed in a way that a nonprofit of our size, veterans organization, has never done. And
Thank
that's
you.
Testified in all the letters Thank that we you. Put forward to the committee, which are on the
record.
I want this to be a lesson for you folks. You can defeat evil with good. And when I say with good, it's not your goodness and it's not your good. It's the Father working through you. As Satan is working through the people who try to hurt you, whether it's husband or wife or whomever it might be, children, you stay calm and let the ego be attacked. Let them attack you. They're not attacking you. They're attacking the false self. The you think is you. But let them attack you so you can see and overcome. And don't take it personal. Look how this guy, he asked him like, Pete answered the question. Okay. Another gotcha moment, right? What they call a gotcha moment. This one I'm about to show you now, and Pete showed patience with this one. This so-called Senator Mays, Hiroshima Mays from Ohio. This is one of the most nasty, evil, bitter, old female I ever seen from Hawaii. And her name is Mays Hiroshima. Watch this.
Another asset Hegseth possesses, patience. A part of the Senate process is, how do I say this, taking it and taking it from people who are supremely unqualified. Ignorant politicians whose minds are already made up and they're reading from a script they didn't write. Here's Mazie Hirono, the not-so-distinguished senator from Hawaii.
Would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally?
One of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another what orders the president would give
me
in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland and take over the Panama Canal. President Trump directed former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to shoot protesters in the legs in downtown D.C., an order Secretary Esper refused to comply with. Would you carry out such an order from President Trump?
Senator, I was in the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit that was in Lafayette Square during those
events.
Would
you carry out an order to shoot protesters?
Well,
that sounds to me that you will comply with such an order. You will shoot protesters in the leg.
A nasty evil female.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
That's for sure. This is the same female that said, men, just shut up and sit down.
Just shut up and step up.
Yeah, shut up and step up and do the right thing for a change. Look, you can see how miserable she is. One thing you're going to notice, too, is that Pete is, like, young and fresh, and all these old people questioning him, old bags, hats, 80 years, 90 years old. They should have gone home years ago, but they don't want to go home. Look how nasty she is. And did you watch how Pete did? Okay, Satan. Here's where Tammy started screaming at Pete. Watch this.
Have you led an audit of any organization? Yes or no? I don't want a long answer. Yes or no? Have you led an audit of any organization of which you were in charge?
Senator, in both of the organizations I ran, we were always completely fiscally responsible.
Yes or no, did you lead an audit?
And the way my leadership
has been stated. Yes or no, did you lead an audit? Yes or no?
Completely mischaracterized.
What are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no, did you lead an audit? Do you not know this answer?
Senator, every
yes
part
no?
of my leadership
yes
of these
no?
organizations
yes
has been
no?
misrepresented.
I will take
top
that as a
bottom.
No. What were the findings? So there were no findings because you've never led an audit.
The Pentagon's failed 7 audits. And Senator Tammy voted to confirm every defense secretary that failed them. It's kind of funny to listen to these politicians lecture Pete about financial mismanagement when they've gotten us into $36 trillion in debt. She's got no business pointing fingers.
None of them. This is a display, open display for the world to see what's happening in your world, too. This is happening in your world. This is the battle between good and evil. Let ye, without sin, cast the first stone. These Democrats are casting stone all over the place because they hate Donald Trump and they hate the children that are close to Donald Trump. And to get back at the father, they would try to destroy the children. These are some nasty people. And it's the same spirit in your own life and around you in your little circle and in your world. It's the same thing. But they'll deceive you with words by telling you it's something else. By telling you it's something else. Oh, it's just racism. It's just an ism. It's not an ism. It's evil. When the last time you heard anyone admit that they were evil? Even the harsh, don't tell me I'm evil. You are. God said you're evil. That's why he sent his son, so you can overcome evil. You don't have to stay evil. That's why you go and apologize. Hey, I'm wrong for judging you. I'm evil myself. I become like you. I'm wrong. And in that very moment, if you truly see that you're wrong and you're evil, you'll be made free. One other one. I have a bunch of them. But I want to get to your call, but I want you to see this one. Oh, my God. Now you're going to see why you don't want women in politics. You don't want them in leadership role. They can't help. The same mama spirit come out of them that's in the house. It comes out at work. It's the same spirit. You just heard that woman, mama spirit. Well, you ask a question. Yeah, question. Watch this woman, Gillibrand, she starts screaming. Watch this.
You've denigrated active duty service members. We have hundreds of women who are currently in the infantry, lethal members of our military serving in the infantry, but you degrade them. You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal.
Right.
I mean, you're basically saying women after they have children can't ever serve in the military in a
right.
combat role. It's a silly thing to say.
Pete should have said, shut up, mama. Go home. I want you to watch this, folks, with an open mind so you can see what you need to work on in your own life. This is an open display of human nature. Every human being. That's why. In order to be free of this nature, you must return to the Father. You were put on this earth to overcome evil. to work on yourself by returning to the Father. Every man, woman, and child. This is what you're dealing with. And don't hate evil, you overcome evil. When you overcome evil, you don't accept it, but you don't hate it, because hating it is what got you into it. You discern it. You see it without judging it, and you'll be free from it. This woman, look how old she is. She should be at home with her grandchildren somewhere, great-grandchildren. But she up there yelling at Pete. Gillibrand, whatever her name. Here's where Pete give Gillibrand a reality check. Watch this. Hello, how is you? I'm in California dreaming of the way it used to be when we were younger.
Statements you said about people who have views differently than you, that we're the enemy. Are you saying that 50% of the DOD, if they hold liberal views or leftist views or are Democrats, are not welcome in the military? Are you saying that?
Senator, I volunteered to deploy to Afghanistan under Democrat President Barack Obama. I also volunteered to guard the inauguration of Joe Biden, but was denied the opportunity to serve because I was identified as an extremist by my own unit for a Christian tattoo.
Amazing. I feel like part of that was cut out for some reason. I don't know what happened. But Pete is maintaining his cool. And I want you to be encourage you to put your eyes on the inside of you and live from within. See what's going on in you. Not with you, but in you. What's going on inside of me? Not what's going on with me, because whatever's going on inside of you, it's not happening with you or to you. Not what's happening to me, what's happening in me. Amazing. What is this 1525 for? I mean 1521?
Oh. Are you in the chat?
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Amazing, huh? I have more. But I want you to really see. Here's where this beta male, a mama's boy, a woman's nature, tried to smear Pete. This is a guy by the name of Tim Kaine. And he is a mess. Watch the wickedness in him. He's pure evil. Watch this.
Did you ever engage in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Look at his eyes.
Senator, absolutely not. But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
No.
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that. You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not? Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical. I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day.
I didn't know Tim Kaine felt that strongly about domestic violence because he served years in the Senate next to a guy who slapped his wife around. Democrat Senator Tom Carper from Delaware, Joe Biden's buddy, cold-cocked his spouse. He tried to hide it and then was forced to admit it. Quote, did I slap my wife 20 years ago? Yes. Do I regret it? Yes. Would I do it again? No. So according to Tim Kaine, slapping your wife's disqualifying if you're the defense secretary, but if you're a U.S. senator, not really. Tim Kaine was almost VP. He was Hillary's VP, who waged war against dozens of women who accused her husband.
See what I mean? You got the children of the devil judging. And yeah, Tim Yen tried to run for president with Hillary. You got the just imagine that. And then you got the children of evil judging you, and you care about the children of evil judging you. It bothers you that they judge you. Something wrong with you. Why do you care? Why do you even think about the children of evil? Whether it's your family members, your husband, wife, or children, y'all, whatever. Give no room to the devil, no thoughts to the devil. Here's where this evil guy, watch how he, his eyes look and his forehead go, the skin in his forehead goes up. He gets a thrill from trying to hurt Tim, and he doesn't care that you see it. Here's where Tim, Pete, he tried to hurt Pete, and he doesn't care that you see it. Here's where Tim Kaine tried to smear Pete by bringing up a 7-year-old daughter. Watch this.
You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before? Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old. And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you? Those were false charges.
What does that have to do with a job interview? Look at this man's heart, how he's trying hard to destroy this man. I don't know if that happened or not, but what does it have to do? And go to Tim Kaine's life and see what he's done. Evil. Evil, evil, evil. And that didn't work for him, so Tim Kaine brought up drinking on the workplace. Watch this.
If infidelity is a crime, then you'd have to put everyone in D.C. in prison.
That's right.
It wasn't that long ago the Democrats were telling the government to get out of our bedrooms. Now Timmy wants to get inside of Pete's, have a little look-see. Didn't the Democrats say your private life has nothing to do with public office? Didn't they say that during Lewinsky? Congress has a secret slush fund to settle sex harassment lawsuits against the members. There's hundreds of NDAs that Congress doesn't want you to see. But the senator from Virginia, still on his high horse.
Many of your work colleagues have said that you show up for work under the influence of alcohol or drunk. I know you've denied that, but you would agree with me, right, that if that was the case, that would be disqualifying for somebody to be Secretary of Defense.
Senator, those are all anonymous false claims.
Tim is jealous because Pete can give a woman and he can't now. He's just jealous. This is everybody's life, folks. This is a battle between good and evil. This is how you treat others and how others treat you. Human beings, nature is evil. You need a brand new nature. And if you work on yourself, you drop that anger, you will receive it. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
To pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, guys, January 15th AD. 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. More great clips and stories. And your super chats, many have come in. But first, fake news, not fake news. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, will deliver a prime-time farewell address to the nation today. So-called nation. It is the first time Biden will speak publicly from the Oval Office since he explained why he dropped out of the presidential race back in July. What a mess. And L.A. wildfires death toll from the catastrophic wildfires in Los Angeles has risen to at least 25, according to an update from the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner. 9 people died in the Palisades fire over that away, and 16 people died over in the Eaton fire, Pasadena, Altadena, the update said. Meanwhile, over 6 million people in Southern California currently under critical fire threat as crews work tirelessly, says CNN, without evidence, to provide prevent further spread. I'm sure they're working long hours and hard. As investigators search for answers, listen to this propaganda. A new analysis shows the fires were larger and more intense because of planet warming pollution. I'm sure that's not even close to the whole truth, right? This study raises the question, says Commie Nonsense Network, of whether the fires could have been controllable were it not for fire-fueling effects of climate change. What phonies, huh? Anyway, Red Note app. The clock is ticking down on the U.S. ban of TikTok, right? Growing number of American social media users flocking to another China-based app. Based! Keyword. App. I'm kidding. Called Xiaohongshu. Pardon my butchering of the name, Chinese. Also known as Red Note. Red Note. All one word, capital R, capital N. The app surged to the top position of Apple's U.S. App Store on Tuesday, and I don't know anything about it. Amid talks that TikTok could potentially go offline in the United States this week, many American users, so-called American, said they joined Red Note as an act of defiance against Washington's move to ban TikTok due to its ties to China. We're just going to a new Chinese app, one user said on Xiaohongshu, which is Red Note, which has garnered more than 45,000 likes. That's not that much. Within 2 days, more than 700,000 new users have joined Red Note. So said the far-left extremist off-the-deep-end anti-American Reuters. And President Trump, President-elect Donald J. Trump, our greatest, his picks for the key cabinet posts are set to appear in front of the Senate committees today for high-stakes confirmation hearings. One of Trump's most controversial, meaning reasonable, picks, Pete Hegseth, whom you heard about in the clips this past hour for defense secretary, appears to be on track for confirmation after all that mess, after he was grilled, supposedly, by lawmakers on Tuesday. They grilled themselves about excessive drinking allegations, sexual assault accusations, and his shifting view on women in combat. Senator Marco Rubio, little Marco, the rhino from Cuba by way of Florida. That's Trump's choice to lead the State Department. And Pam Bondi, another Florida woman, AG from Florida, his pick to lead the so-called Justice Department. They're set to appear on the Capitol Hill today. So we'll see how that goes. Excuse me. Michelle Obama is not going to be at Trump's swearing in. He's not going to be at Trump. She's not going to be at his inauguration. Is 5 days till the inauguration, by the way. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will not be in attendance. She was also not at Jimmy Carter's funeral. We wish her well. We're praying for her. There will also be no pre-inaugural tour of the vice president's residence for the incoming J.D. Vance family. So, I don't know. Because of cackling Kamala Harris. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2. Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Have you ever asked yourself, am I a problem to myself? What the? You can podcast the show, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad if you're working out, relaxing at the beach or at home or anywhere. And you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App or buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I want to just quickly finish up on this open display of good versus evil. Pete on the side of good, and the Democrats attacking him yesterday on the side of evil. I want you to just see it. Open your eyes and see it. Relax. Don't have an opinion right now. Just see it. It's going to blow your mind. And this is every human being. Every human being. And the one thing about human beings, they would hurt you if they could. Because they're evil. They don't care. Your own mama will build an army against you. If you go and say, Mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you did your best, but I resent you for what you've done. And instead of saying, you know what? Thank you, child. I was wrong. Mama say, what the? And she'll call up Sally Sue. Sally Sue, Jimbo just came over and told me how much he hate me. I'm his mom. Oh, I had him. I gave him life. Lying. She didn't give no life. Women don't give life. God gives life. And then Sally Sue joined forces with Mama. This is what's happening right in front of your eyes at this hearing yesterday, Pete confirmation hearing, and the devil came out because the heart is wicked. And Pete is dealing with them with perfect peace. I don't know what he's thinking or feeling on the inside, but I really appreciate the example that he displayed in dealing with evil, dealing with evil people. And you must overcome evil within your own heart so that you can have perfect peace and deal with evil. Christ came not to condemn the world, but to set you apart from the world. So I showed you Tim Kaine asking Pete about you drinking on the workplace. Who in government? Excuse me. Who in government don't drink on the job? Who? As a matter of fact, alcohol, the people who sell, make and sell alcohol and sell it, they do very well in life because they got the support of the government. They call them lobbyists or something like that. Remember that woman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Remember they said she was a little alcoholic, according to a report. I never seen her that much. She definitely looked like the light was on, but nobody home. Who in the government that's not drinking on the job? I remember that Ruth woman, she was, and I'm not like clear when it happened, but I remember she falling asleep during Obama's speech. And some people said she was drunk then when he would give her his little State of the Union speech. Here's where the Republican decided, you know what? We have had enough of y'all. Okay, back off. We have had enough. Watch this response from the Republican committee.
The senator from Virginia starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce before cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No. But it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because the man's made a mistake. And you want to sit there and say that he's not qualified?
Congress opened up a cantina. You could order booze, wine, beer, up to your office. Nancy Pelosi's little waitstaff would bring it up to you. Morning, noon, and night. Bottle service, basically. The liquor lobby, one of the most powerful outfits in Washington. It's how legislation gets passed. And they're throwing stones? Democrat staffers shot a gay porn video in the Senate hearing room, probably the same Senate hearing room that Kane was just speaking from. And Democrats think they're more well-behaved than Hegseth.
When you are being judged, I want you to know you're being judged by evil, guilty people. Evil, guilty people. That's why they're judging you. Evil, guilty people. So why do you concern yourself about someone judging you? Those people are evil. Look what they're doing to Pete. When they're evil themselves. And Pete is just trying to get a job. That's all this man is, fill out an application for a job, and this is the treatment he get from the bosses, quote unquote. Amazing, huh? Amazing. So that woman, Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, admit she was a little tipsy during the State of the Union. And that's from, according to the Time magazine. Look at her. She's more than a little tipsy. That lady is napping. amazing. And so here's where Pete says accountability is coming.
These members lied about serving in Vietnam, lied about their race to get a job at Harvard. Pete doesn't have anything to be ashamed of. He's a brave man who's grown up and changed. But what's driving Democrats so crazy is that Pete's not business as usual. They don't care about booze and sex. Those are just political attacks. What Democrats are really up to is they're defending the status quo. Navy can't build ships. Army can't recruit. After 20 years in Afghanistan, no one was fired. The Democrats don't want accountability, but accountability is coming.
There's been no accountability for the disaster of the withdrawal in Afghanistan. And that's precisely why we're here today.
Excuse me.
Is that leadership has been unwilling to take accountability. It's the time to restore that to our most senior ranks. We have too many people here in air-conditioned offices that like to point fingers at the guys in dark and dangerous places, gals in helicopters in enemy territory who are doing things that people in Washington, D.C. would never dare to do. We won World War II with 7 four-star generals. Today we have 44 four-star generals. There's an inverse relationship between the size of staffs and victory on the battlefield. We don't need more bureaucracy at the top. We need more warfighters empowered at the bottom.
Amazing. I really appreciate how Pete dealt with this situation. I don't know how he deal with other situations. And I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about right now. I love the way he had. This is how you can handle life, people. You drop your anger so your heart can change and all power and authority will be given to you. You will defeat evil. Life doesn't have to be miserable and unhappy. Life doesn't have to be sad and depressed and fearful. You don't have to have fear. You can be free if you want it. But you got to work on you. You must overcome evil with good. Your heart got to change. And last soundbite from this, here's where Pete states why he wants to be Secretary of Defense. Watch this.
Why do you want to do this job? What drives you?
You have 30 seconds.
Because I love my country, Senator, and I've dedicated my life to the warfighters. People see me as someone who hosts a morning show on television. But people that really know me know where my heart's at. It's with the guys in this audience who've had my back, and I've had theirs. We've been in some of the darkest and most difficult places you can ever be in. You come back a different person. And only by the grace of God am I here before you today. I'm doing this job for them.
Amazing. He teared up a little bit while talking about that. This man is what America was at one time. He's cut to be a leader. He made to lead. He's not overreacting. You cannot be an emotional leader. Look at your personal life. You're an emotional person. You're an unhappy person. How are you going to lead when you're emotional? How are you going to deal with the darts of the devil if you're an emotional person? God is not an emotional spirit. God is not an angry person, spirit. And his children should not be either. Let me go to Shelly, out of a first-time caller out of Iowa. Shelly, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Shelly.
Love listening to you.
Amazing.
Hey, can I tell you something about Pete Hegseth?
Yes.
He's awesome. And I contacted my senator. Her name is Joni Ernst. And she's on that committee to vote for him. Or I'm like, I'm not voting for you again. So I'm hoping that he gets in. Do you think he's gonna?
I believe. I don't know. I always have a way to see about things now, but I believe he will be confirmed. I just believe that he will.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. And the primary reason that I was calling is because you always have like a lot of black women on there who are very angry, right? And I'm just wondering, why are they so angry? Why do they have such chips on their shoulders?
Because
I'm serious. Why is that?
Because their hearts are evil. They have evil hearts. And that's why they're angry. And it's the same thing that
all people have. It's the hearts of wicked. And anyone that has anger is an evil person. We're dealing with evil in human nature. Have you overcome your anger?
Oh, yeah. I'm not an angry person at all.
Right on.
And how, I'm really not.
Right on. How did you overcome it?
Well, I work. I have a good job. I have a fabulous husband. He's a man. He's not a wimp. So I lucked out there. You know what I mean? He's not a beta. He's an alpha. And I love that.
Right on. And do you obey him?
Well, I mean, yeah. It isn't like it's a spoken thing. It's just kind of we know where we are and we know who does what. And that's how we live.
Right on. And so you
it's
obey.
Respectful.
You obey him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, actually, I do. Yeah. You know, it's funny now that you say that. I ask him for permission to buy things because I don't take care of the money he does.
Right on. Well.
And I make quite a bit of money, so it's it all goes to him. Isn't that kind of funny?
That's
because
amazing.
I'm not like a because I'm not a pushover or anything. That's just the way we operate. Here's one more thing
I want you to know that when you do run into angry black women, just know they have anger. They are angry. That's why they're so nasty like that. And their fathers, and if they have a husband or boyfriend, have not protected them by correcting them or showing them how to overcome. And don't let them. Don't let them, if you're running into them at work or on the streets anywhere, do not overreact. As Pete was doing there in that confirmation here, do not overreact to their evil and you'll be fine.
I know. I thought about that about Pete, too. I was like, man, I don't know that he should have done that. But he's a human being, so I'm down with that.
You don't know if he should have done what?
Cry or teared up. I mean,
fine. He was showing that how much he loved his country. So it came and it passed. It was totally fine.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you think that.
You know
but
what?
Can I tell you one more thing? What?
I didn't know that Monday. I didn't realize that Monday is the day that President Trump will be sworn in as president. I didn't know that. It was that close. That's amazing
to me.
Isn't
that awesome?
Yeah.
I totally voted for him, hands down, times three. Can I say one more thing about here is my opinion, and take it for what it's worth, about why I think that black women are so mad. I think it is primarily because of the black men that these black women are raising. So, I mean, they really have no buddy to blame but themselves. Not to sound mean, but it's just a big vicious circle, I think.
No, they are angry because they hate their mothers and they're yearning for their fathers like all human beings.
Yeah, there's no father in the household.
Right. And they're yearning.
And then they keep raising sons.
And even if the father's in the household, if he is not protecting his daughters from the mother, they it's the same thing. So they are angry because they need to return to the Father. It's the same spirit. Shelly, thank you. I got to run.
Thank you a lot. Okay, bye, Jesse.
Bye-bye. I didn't know the president is going to be sworn in on Monday. Isn't that amazing? I had no idea Inauguration Day was this close. What the... Normally, rainy days and Mondays get me down, but this coming Monday, I'm going to have sunshine. Sarah, smile from North Carolina. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you. I called to talk about one thing, but I'm going to pivot now since we're talking about Pete. I watched the hearings yesterday while I was at the gym. And I hope he gets the job. He's the best man for the job.
I agree with just about everything he says. I don't think women should be in combat. In fact, I don't think women should be police officers, firemen, and he's right. I don't know if he'll get the job or not, but I think he's the best person for the job.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling that he will be confirmed. I know they don't want him. The Democrats don't want him in there. And not because they don't believe he's the best qualified person.
And some Republicans don't want him in there.
Right, because they hate Trump.
I love Trump, so.
And that's why they don't want him in there. Amazing.
You're right. I want him in there, but we'll see how that goes. And I also want to answer your biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
I think I'm a problem to myself because I still have some worry. I worry about things that I can't control. I'm getting better about it thanks to you. I wished I would have found you 10, 15 years ago. I've only been listening to you for about a year, and you've really helped me. But, yeah, I think I'm a problem to myself in that way.
Amazing.
And I find myself, worrying about things.
Give me an example of something that you, if you can, of something that you worry about that you can't control.
Okay, my adult children. They're, I don't want to put too much information because they know I listen to you every single day, except for Saturday.
And how do you worry?
They're not, let's see how that is. I worry that they're not doing the way we raised our children is, well, like, I went to work when I was 16. I'm in my 60s now. But they think, I don't know, they think they don't want to work. Let's put it like that.
And how do you worry?
I worry because I think...
I didn't ask why do you worry. How do you worry?
Oh, in my head, I think, oh, my God, what are they going to do when we're not here? How are they going to survive? They can't, you know, on minimum wage.
Are you taking care of them now?
Yes, sir.
As adults, you still take care of them?
Yep.
And so if you worry that once you expire, how will they take care of themselves? Why would you take care of them now while you live?
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I tell my husband. But he's like, oh, you know, he won't back me with it. So.
Oh, so you don't do it. Your husband does it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. And you so
then
you.
And I tell him if you really love them, you'd let them go, on their own.
Yep. He doesn't love them.
Don't tell him that. He'll go off the rails.
But he needs to go off the rails. You need to do what you want, of course. But you need to tell him you don't love them because if you love them, you will not set them up to fail like this in life. And when you die, they're going to find some other kind of somebody else to rely on or depend on because they won't be able to take care of themselves. He doesn't love them. Even God said, if you don't work, you don't eat. He didn't say, if you don't work, I'm going to feed you anyway.
That's right.
So why don't you be honest with your husband?
I have told him that before.
That he didn't love them?
Well, I just can't put them out in the street, or I can't see them out, you know. I don't know.
And so do you want to stop, worried about them?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm working on it.
You want to stop? You can stop right now. May I tell you how?
Sure.
Stop thinking about them.
Stop thinking about them?
Yes.
The only thought that always pops up with the worry is, what are they going to do? How are they going to...
You want to stop worrying about them?
Yep.
Stop thinking about them.
Okay. I'll work on that.
What will happen if you stop thinking about them? What will happen to you?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll try to stop thinking about them.
Those thoughts are not yours, and they're not God's thoughts, and they're not doing them any good. What's the purpose of you worshiping the devil?
Yeah, I don't want to worship the devil.
Then stop thinking about them.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I wish I would have found you 10 years ago.
Well, be grateful now that you found the tool while you're alive. You will have an amazing life.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Sarah.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Denmark and talk to Nikolai. Nikolai, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Nice to meet you, finally.
You too. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I called you like 6 months ago, basically, but now I have a completely different topic I want to talk about.
Okay. Oh, you want to respond to the biblical question?
Yes, it was sort of like a theology question, right? You're a pastor.
Are you a problem to yourself?
Well, yes. Yes, I am, I would say.
And how are you a problem to yourself?
Well, because I obviously have some guidelines of how I want to live according to Jesus, but I don't live that way because, you know, I obviously try to live that way, but I can't do it 100%. And that, so therefore, I'm sort of a problem for myself. Does that make sense?
It does. Why do you want to do it 100%?
Yes.
Drop your guidelines. Have no guidelines.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because the guidelines that I'm trying to live by are the guidelines made by Jesus.
But you can't live by Jesus' guideline. You got to have no guidelines at all, because the idea, all you have are ideas about Jesus' guideline based on what you heard or what you read, and you're never going to be able to live up to that.
Well, you don't think you should try?
No. When you stop,
really? So you don't? You haven't.
When you stop trying, and when you let go all your ideas about it, then you can live.
But really, so you don't think you should like repent of your sins, that kind of stuff?
But the more you try, the worse you're gonna get. You will become worse. You repent of your heart being evil. Have you forgiven your mother?
My mother, yeah, yes.
You went and forgave her?
Yes.
You told her?
Well, no, because no.
And I thought you had forgiven her.
Well, I have, but we don't have a direct conflict. I mean,
I thought you said you have forgiven her.
Well, I have for all the small things in life, but
how can you forgive her when you have not gone to her and told her that I'm wrong for resenting you? I'm sorry. How can you forgive her if you have not told her?
Well, I've just forgiven her in my heart. I haven't let her know that I've forgiven her. But why are we talking about my mother all of a sudden?
Did God tell you to go to in your heart, or did he tell you to go and forgive?
Well, you tell me, because I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, he told you to go and forgive. And then really? You can live the life that you were meant to live. But I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, more of your calls and your super chats. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Thank you, Nikolai. Okay. Thank you, GoCo. I want to thank GoCo. Amazing. We are moving forward with the goal of building a 24-hour network with men only. All talk for 24 hours. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, GoCo. GoCo support is helping us to do this, folks. So I do want to thank them. And also, we have a special promo for my listeners. GoCo and I do. A special promo. Doesn't get any better than that. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match and bonus silver. Like, right away, instant match and bonus silver. So check them out. I recommend you check out GoCo. Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Run. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk. Go to jessielovesgold.com or 855-644-GOLD. Amazing. Welcome back. Welcome back. Amazing. I do personal shout-outs for you folks. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragements, whatever. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I will do them. I do them all day long. All right, so, and they are amazing. They are amazing. Cameo, all right, .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I want you to check out Punch It TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Watch this.
New people here. That's not Nick.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going, everybody? This is the American Anchor, baby.
No. You guys know Wes Watson? Social media influencer. And he got in a fight.
I knew that guy was, like, some weak guy. Like, this fake alpha.
I think you have to teach a guy a lesson.
There's self-defense and there's, like, attempted murder.
No, I feel like we shouldn't be encouraging that type of stuff. If we're really gonna walk on this path with Christ.
Is it, like, raping and killing your family and then beating you as well?
Yeah.
And you're watching them do it, you're going to turn the other cheek?
What am I supposed to do? I'm getting beat up.
All right. What does it mean to turn the other cheek?
What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? I'm falling to pieces. What the? Punchy.tv. Check it out. Okay? Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Cafe Mocha bought three coffees saying, "Hey, Jesse and crew, I wanted to answer the biblical question for the week.
Are you a problem to yourself?"
While at first I wanted to say yes, that I am a problem to myself, I've come to realize, at least a little bit, that there is no me, that there is no self, so I can't be a problem if there's no one to be a problem. Side note. Since when did Cowboy Jesse have a firearm? That's from Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I grew up with guns down in Sweet Home, Alabama.
Since age 15.
Yeah. I got my first gun, rifle, at 15. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Cafe Mocha.
Yeah.
Lay bought five coffees. Or Lee. Probably Lay, but maybe Lee. My Jesse, I'm white, but I'd love to be black if I had your beautiful skin at 75. And I would come and meet you personally if I was older. Smiley emoji. I live in Italy, but from New Zealand. I love your podcast, keeping it real, and you're the funniest. Smiley, deep respect. P.S. I will come to one of your meetings when I'm in the States. Waving hand, gal emoji.
Amazing. Heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama. Thank you. And I hope to meet you one day. Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Lay. And yeah. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Someone bought a coffee. Sir, if it's no free will, why blame me for what's leading me instead of those demonic spirits that's leading me?
You are not to blame. That's the whole point. It's not you, but it's something that made a home in you. Amazing. So you are not to blame. And the problem is, people blame themselves. They say, I did this, and I thought that, and I felt that way, and I did this. And they don't know that there is no I, and there's no one there doing these things, but they're being deceived by their imagination. They have identified with the devil, and they call the devil I. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought our coffee. Jesse, have you been sick? You okay? You in good health? I'm asking because you haven't sung. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
In a while. You haven't sung that in a while.
If you think you is all that you can go, forget about yourself. I forgot how the words go.
Love yourself, but that's a different song, I think.
Oh, no.
Or am I wrong?
No, that's the same song.
The same song?
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Biblical question. Oh, is that Justin Bieber? Biblical question.
Yeah.
It is? That's funny.
Yeah. He said that if you think you something, you can go and...
love yourself.
Yeah. Something.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Biblical question.
Are you a problem for yourself?
What the? There is no me, problems, or myself. I say no. Also, what's on the Be Still and Know CD? I heard you mention it on Bard Archive video.
It's to show you how to do the prayer. How to be still, let go. So you can be aware of what's happening on the inside of you. And it's amazing. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer.
Someone bought a coffee. Will Christians ever be able to take America back from the Jews?
No. I didn't even know the Jews had it in the first place. The Jews don't have America? What? No. I don't know who owned America at this point.
The Satan.
That's for sure.
Someone bought three coffees. My girlfriend stole $30,000 from me and ran away. I'm now depressed. And I let something so stupid happen to me. I reported it to the authorities. Still no word back, but it's hard to recover mentally and emotionally. I can't believe people can be so evil. Any advice for getting my confidence back?
Well, you never had it. Because if you had confidence, that would not have happened. And what she did was wrong, based on what you just said about it. But it's your fault. You were blind. You couldn't see. And this is what happened when we were blind. All right? Amazing. So don't judge. Just sat in your head about it. Oh, because if you overreact to it, it's going to happen again. Really. You're going to do it again. But if you don't overreact, you would never do it again. It would never happen to you again. You would never do whatever happened that caused her to do that to you. It's not her fault that you were blind. It's your fault. She's wrong for what she's done, but it's your fault. Amazing.
Be like Job.
Yeah.
Anyway, California Taco Bada Coffee. The fallen state was great. Chickadee emoji. Little chick.
Last Friday, chicken.
I guess so. The woman ran away.
Yeah. What the? And I thought she told me in the train people that are not like you.
A Christian.
Something like that. And she didn't like that word obey.
It's a trigger. Hake, I also had women tell me their fantasies about grapes. Now I realize it was just the devil speaking to them. No wonder they dress sexy every holiday and family gatherings. says California Taco.
Amazing. Oh, some woman told you about grapes.
Well, gals, you know how that woman who said that Trump raped her said that she thinks most people think rape is sexy? I'm like, that's true.
Rape is not sexy? I thought rape was sexy.
Right.
That's why you do it.
Right. Well, you don't do it. I don't do it.
Right.
But people.
That's why people do it.
Yeah.
It's sexy. Amazing.
California, thank you, California Taco.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on the Hake Report. Or I was talking about it. I didn't. Anyway. Greenwald bought a diamond on DLive. How do you stay awake during silent prayer lying down?
Well, don't lay down in the beginning of doing it. Wait until you overcome a lot of stresses and things like that. Because when you relax like that and you let go, your whole being relaxes. And so all that stress you've been carrying around all your life, it comes down and it causes you to fall asleep. So I would sit up and do it until at some point you will be able to lay down and do it. But right now, if you do it, you're just going to fall asleep, all right? And so you're going to wake up a fool, go to sleep a fool. But if you sit up and do it, eventually you will be able to lay down. All right. I wish you well.
See you on Butter Coffee. Jesse, old man Gray, Grayheart. Be careful of the smoke. Wear something outside. Hashtag mama advising. I can't believe America is becoming mommy Africa. Amazing. Same spirit everywhere.
Amazing. Jesse loves this Gray. I do. I love it. The Gray, it's the new black. But thank you. We're dealing with what's happening here with the smoke and stuff like that. I don't know if the smoke that bad down in the city part, right?
It doesn't seem like it.
Right.
They say air quality alert and stuff like that.
Right.
But when I go down, air quality 34, good.
I see people walking around the area with masks, but I just think they put them on because somebody tell them to put them on.
Yeah.
Not because they necessarily need them in this area.
Or because it's also cold and flu season all of a sudden. A lot of people getting sick.
And that's why they wear the mask?
I don't know.
I don't know if this is flu that's going around. I think it's an illegal aliens disease.
Right.
Because all the illegals coming in unchecked, we are now getting back the illegal aliens disease that we once had destroyed. They're coming back now. But thank you, Sion. I appreciate it. Be careful with it, Africa, too. What? Thank you.
Mike Young, Butter Coffee. Hey, Jesse. Lord have mercy, Jesse. The left is trying to have a hissy fit about Carrie Underwood performing at Trump's presidential inauguration, but at the same time, they don't mind some stupid black female like Megan Thee Stallion to shake her tail like a slut at the rally at their rallies. What a mess.
Yeah. What a mess. What's good for the goose apparently is not good for the gander when it comes to the Democrats. Amazing. Thank you.
Vince, 13 coffees. I was pondering the question of who are you after seeing you ask that question to so many people. I've arrived at the conclusion that I am present. Happy 35th anniversary, Bond.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vince. Greenwald says the Kern Water Bank under Bakersfield was supposed to help the Los Angeles area in emergency, but instead the water went to billionaires' fruit and nut trees. They were also selling water back to the state during times of drought for millions of dollars. A judge even ruled in the mid-2010s that this was all reckless, but corrupt system.
Follow the money. It's all about the money and the power. These people don't care about you at all. Evil people does not care about one another. It's impossible to do it. Really. It's impossible. They don't love you and you don't love them. What the? Until you start working on yourself to overcome evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Steven bought 5 coffees. I've been blessed with your advice and wanted to let you guys know. Peace be in and with us, God and country.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska, AK is Alaska, I think. Thank you for all you guys do. My wife and I have been watching you guys for the past 10 months, and we will never go back to our old ways. Smiley emoji. And that's on punchy.tv/JLP.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you're right. Once you wake up, you can't go back.
Amazing. Thank you. Can you stop right there for me?
Yep. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up on. I want to get some calls in here. Amazing. Let me go to Maureen, a first-time caller out of New York. Maureen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Maureen.
I'm calling from the home of Donald Trump, the Great White Hope.
Amazing. New York.
Yeah. I was inspired to call because a girl called the other day. She was afraid to forgive her parents. And I left liberal society about a year ago and went to the church, and I screwed up my cars and I went. And they didn't take it all that well. My parents are liberals. They're Christians.
You went and forgave your parents?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I 100% succeeded.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I said, I'm sorry. I forgive you for this, and this. And my mother was more like, well, do you believe that we didn't lie to you? And I kind of don't believe that they didn't lie to me, but I forgive them anyway. So I told her that I did. And my mother took it kind of a little better. My father sort of just seemed to go over his head and seemed to be like all like sanctified, what they call in the Catholic Church, sanctifying grace. He was like, you know, he seemed to like, Yeah, whatever, Maureen. So that was Sunday night. I guess perhaps they had gone to church that day and my father felt better. And then the next day, my mother had an errand and I was alone in the house with my father, which is usually a dangerous thing. And I wasn't thinking about it because I hadn't seen them in a while and, you know, I'm a Christian now. I'm a slave to Jesus and all that stuff. So I just wasn't thinking about him. He said, come through here. I want to ask you some questions. And he just started gossiping, saying evil things about me. And I really railed into him. I said, that's a product of your feminism. And he said, I'm not a gossip. I'm like, I didn't actually respond to that. I said, you're a gossip because you're a feminist. You're a feminist because you sit there and like, well, you cry out to my mother all the time and you didn't raise me. And honestly, what you did to me, I mean, you should have thrown yourself into a millstone around your neck and thrown yourself into the ocean, but you didn't. And I forgive you. And then the next day you decide to sin. I said, who crawled into your brain? And my mother came back, and, you know, my father, you know, he always crawled to her, like, you know, that she's going to make it all better. And so my anger is not completely gone. And I was like, all right, I just want to get this done. And I made the effort, and I brought some presents. And my mother and I are better. But my father, who's actually very ill, because I'm not young, I don't know. I feel like the evil one does get into his brain sometimes. Like, I mean, the things he said were just outrageous. How do you forgive people who just don't want to be forgiven? Like they don't. He doesn't think he didn't. He's like, I'm not a gossip, as he's gossiping. You know what I'm saying?
So your question for me is what?
How do I forgive people who don't feel like they need forgiveness?
You forgive them by realizing that you're wrong for resenting them, for being angry. It's not about whether they think they need it or want it, or it's not about them admitting that they're wrong or anything. You forgive them because anyone that has unforgiveness in their heart are separated from life. You're separated from perfect peace. And so you forgive them by realizing you couldn't help yourself for the things you have thought and the things you have done. And when you forgive them, God will forgive you. You don't need them to apologize.
You don't need them to change. You don't need them to admit to anything. You forgive them, God will forgive you, and go live your life.
So I should do it again, you suggest?
No, you don't need to go back. You just realize now you tried, you went, you forgave him, and now you practice watching those thoughts and emotions and don't call them you so that you can stop identifying with them, and God will take them away from you and give you a brand new nature. You'll be fine. And so if you do feel anger pop up sometime now, don't call it you. Don't argue with it. Don't just talk with it. Just watch it. Go on with your life and let the spirit of truth take it away from you. You just practice staying present.
Amazing.
That's all you got to do now. Don't go. Every thought, all thoughts are all lies all the time. So you just watch it. Don't call them you, and you'll be fine. And leave your father in his hell. You can't do anything about his hell. Don't try to fix him. Don't try to change him. You have gone to forgive him. Realize he can help himself. And you're fine. You'll be fine.
Aw, thank you.
Amazing.
God is great. God is great.
Yep. Are you doing
this? I gotta forgive my brothers now.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you stay with that, and I want you to encourage you to practice staying out of thought, staying out of your head, and stay present. And everything is gonna work on your behalf for the good. There's nothing else you can or need to do about that old nature. It will change. You'll be fine.
Should I petition Jesus or God for, you know, just peace, for forgiveness for all people? Because you said to that lady, like, you'll forgive even your enemies. And, you know, I don't know if I have any enemies, but there's, you know.
No, now once you have gone and forgiven and your heart changed, you're not going to be able to resent anyone. You're going to understand, and understanding will prevent you from being angry and judging others or yourself.
That's wonderful. Okay, and I won't be angry with myself either.
No. Who is the self that you'll be that you will be angry with? Who is there to be angry at or with?
Who's there to be angry at in my life?
Yeah, who are you?
Nobody.
And why do you say nobody?
Because I'm just a servant of God.
The reason that you can't be angry at yourself, because there's no self to be angry at. And you have never done anything wrong. So God is not angry at you. He's not judging you. And you have never done anything wrong. You just think that you have, because you identify with thoughts and feelings and you call them you. But it was the spirit of evil that was driving you. It was living through you, and it made you carry out the acts that you have carried out so far, but it was never you.
So when in church they talk about the veil of your past, that you forgive yourself, that's what you mean. It wasn't me.
There is no veil of past, and there's no you, so there's no you to forgive because you have never done anything wrong.
Wow. I'm so elated.
It was the spirit that's in you.
I feel like running a marathon and I'm disabled.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesse.
Which is easier for you to accept? You are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven?
I would like all my sins to be forgiven.
Which is easier for you to accept? That you are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven?
I generally refer to myself as a sinner.
You're not a sinner. The only thing that you were doing wrong, and it was separating you from God, and that you had anger in your heart, you were unwilling to forgive. Now that you have forgiven, the Father has forgiven you for judging, playing God. Now you're free. There's nothing else to forgive for.
You're a blessing on this earth, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Just go and live your life now and stay present and you'll be fine. I'm telling you, everything, your whole life will just happen by itself. It doesn't need your help.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. You're free, folks. There's no reason for you to be suffering. Zero reason. Really. You've been lied to by your parents, your preachers, your teachers, your counselors, your whatever you've been listening to, your imagination. You're free. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour's coming up next. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the Hake news. And I'll be back in a moment.
Going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour to your calls and perhaps more great stories in the rest of your super chats. Nice. The House, so-called House, voted Tuesday to pass a Republican-led bill that would ban transgender so-called athletes from women's and girls' sports. What about protecting men's sports and boys' sports? No, sir. At federally funded schools and educational institutions, the bill would prohibit so-called transgender non-women and non-girls from playing on sports teams consistent with their gender disidentity or misidentity. They call it gender identity. What a euphemism for what it actually isn't. And it seeks to amend federal law to require that sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth for the purpose of determining compliance with Title IX in athletics. That's the anti-discrimination so-called civil rights bill. Dumb. Anyway, according to the legislative text, the measure is set to be taken up next by the GOP-controlled Senate. And will Biden veto it, or will Trump pass it, or what? I don't know. And moon missions. SpaceX launched two missions to the on one rocket. Two missions in one rocket earlier today. Tucked inside the Falcon 9 rocket's cargo bay were two lunar landers hailing from two different countries. The first is Blue Ghost, a lunar lander developed by Firefly Aerospace, Texas-based company. Firefly's first flight to the moon, Alice, and part of NASA's goal of taking astronauts back to the lunar surface. That's the moon. Luna means moon. Also inside the SpaceX rocket, a lunar lander from the Japanese company, iSpace. iSpace. The launch kicked off the company's second attempt to send one of its Hakuto R spacecraft to the moon for various experiments, including one that will test algae-based food production. Pretty cool, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Good morning for those who are just tuning in. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself? Is you a problem to yourself? Amazing question. Know thyself. Really, if you want to be free, and a few people do, know thyself. Really, it's the beginning of freedom. It's amazing. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or your iPad if you're too busy or you just can't sit and watch the show right now. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every third hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man.
Male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
And so it begins. High-stakes hearings for President-elect Trump's top cabinet nominees, Department of Defense, Pete Hegseth.
Aha! You will believe in more than that before I finish with you. Now die!
Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way?
Yes or no?
Completely.
What are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no? Did you meet an audit?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In finalizing divorces from your first and second wives, were there non-disclosure agreements in connection with those divorces?
If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 40 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it.
Amazing. That's deep. The Anchor Baby put that together. What the? It reminds me, and I got to do it right now. So, Nick, pull it up, if. And then I'll get to your calls, folks. And I just want to start out because this poem that we're about to play for you, if, and I'm telling you, it's the New Testament. It has been done. It's completed. The kingdom of heaven is with you. Pete in that confirmation hearing, I don't know what he's like in other situations, but in that confirmation hearing, he was the if man. And you can be the if man. And ladies, you can be the if lady if you drop the anger. If you drop the anger. This is the if poem by, who was it?
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Watch this. That's deep. That even deeper. Come back to it. Let me
know
who
may have changed where the audio from this doesn't come anymore.
Okay.
Something may have changed, Jesse. Sorry.
We'll get that. We'll get that done. We'll get that taken care of.
Because usually I get sound from that.
Yeah. But it's the if. Pete, if you missed, by the way, if you missed the first hour of the show today, make sure you podcast. We played the whole thing with Pete hearing yesterday, at least what we had. And it was amazing the way Pete dealt with the children of evil. Amazing. Let me go to Renee. Renee out of Texas. Renee, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Renee?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say I was moved to tears by that if poem. So thank you, Anchor Baby.
It was. We got to get the sound back there.
I figured it out. By the way,
amazing. Hey, apologies.
My comment, Jesse, was about this. So, you know, I'm old enough to have seen enough of these confirmation hearings, and you know, I get kind of tired of all this stuff. It's just political, you know, theater.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's on both sides, right? So whoever is being nominated, whatever side is, they all bring out the hypocrisies. They all talk about this, that. I wish we would just, and you know, they always, just about always get voted in anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't we just skip all the BS and get to this, get appoint these people, let them go through, and then so we can get back to really what matters in this country is, you know, the American people. And let's get to work, you know? I was watching the thing yesterday, and it seems to me that all they try to do is try to push these people to the point that they want them to explode.
Yeah.
They want them to act out of character and freak out and get loud and get aggressive. And they're waiting for that so that they can have some more justification in their vote and saying, well, you see, this is why we can't have this guy on the chair or whatever, you know?
You know, Renee, you made such a good point. I'm thinking that, let's say that we got a new president, right? The president can interview people, talk to them, and those he want to hire, just hire them. With any job, hire them, and if they don't do the job, fire them. They don't need to go to these confirmation hearings from these evil people who are just playing a political game and for their own personal ego gratification. You made such a good point, man.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm 43 years old, so I've seen enough of these things. I've been through enough presidents to see enough confirmation, and it's all the same stuff. It's like I know what they're gonna do. I already know the script. Let's just get through. Let's just bypass all this, you know, crap.
I love that, man. You make
and then
the point you made. They hire them anyway. They confirm.
Exactly.
It's just all drama, man. Just ego drama.
That's all it is. It's
a waste of time. Yeah.
It's hypocrisy, man.
Yeah.
So,
Amazing point. When you be, you should run for office, man, and change that. Because it really is a good, I never thought of it that way. And yeah, it makes so much sense.
So I can count on your vote.
100%.
What the?
That's right. We don't need that, man. It's a waste of time. It's just.
Exactly.
Political BS.
Exactly what it is.
All right, man.
Well, you guys have a good day.
And, you too.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bud. Good point. Cut out the confirmation here, and the president hire who he wants, and then they don't work, fire him, like any job, and you'll be fine because they keep these folks anyway. They even put a black woman on the Supreme Court. who didn't even know what a woman was. She's a DEI patient. And she didn't even know what a woman was. And they put her on the Supreme Court anyway. Reggie is a first-time caller out of New York. Reggie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse Lee, man?
All is well, Reggie.
It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm calling because, long story short, me and my wife have not been seeing eye to eye lately. It's been hard for us to kind of understand each other. And as a result of that, I turned to alcohol. I know it's not an excuse. I know it's not good. It's not great. But I turned to God. And it feels good. It works for a while. And then I end up turning back to it. We just recently had twin boys. And I don't want the generational curse to pass on to them. My father was an alcoholic. My grandfather was an alcoholic. And I'll never forget that when he was on his deathbed, I asked him before he died, I asked him why he was addicted to alcohol. And he said that his wife broke his heart. And he didn't know how to deal with it. So my question to you, the question I have to ask.
Ask.
My question that I have to ask is, how do I save my marriage, but first and foremost, save myself? Because I've been doing the silent prayers. They've been working, but the thoughts just continue to consume me.
Well, number one, you save your marriage by not trying to save your marriage. A marriage was not made to be saved. Either it worked by itself or it doesn't work. So if it worked, it'll work without your help or her help. If it doesn't work, it won't work. It wasn't meant to be, because the more you try to make it work, the worse it's going to get. You're not created to try to make anything work. A marriage does not require you trying to make it work. All right? What do you think about that?
Right. I could understand that.
Yeah. So stop.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then never, ever, 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 but never again call yourself an alcoholic. There's no such thing as you being an alcoholic. You're only using alcohol as a false god to get rid of the emotions, the thoughts and emotion that you're feeling, which are not your own, by the way. So what I would recommend, never call yourself that again. No such thing as alcoholic curse or whatever you said. Stop identifying with that and watch those thoughts, watch those emotions, and let them pass, and you'll be fine. The only thing that you're feeling, you're feeling these emotions because you have these thoughts about how it used to be when you first met her, what it's going to be without her, and blah, blah, blah. And they're just thoughts. They're not even real. Stop thinking about it, and you can be done with it.
That's so true. That is so true.
Amazing.
That's so true, because the thoughts just continue in my head of how it used to be and what I wanted to go back to. And it honestly is just, it just destroys me.
Right. Because it's, when you first met her, the false emotions you got to have when you're dealing with them were then. Now you're dealing with the real deal. And now Satan is telling you, oh, if you lose her, you're going to lose this. And what about your children? And what about that? Stop thinking about it and let life happen. If it works out, fine. If it doesn't, fine. You just work on staying present and being with the Father and stand out of your head. You'll be fine.
Right.
And you don't love her. She doesn't love you. So it's not like you are losing love, because neither one of you had love to give.
So true.
Amazing.
So true. Amazing.
It's just thoughts, man. Stay away from those thoughts, and then you'll be free.
Right. Once I started doing the silent prayers, I started realizing my thoughts literally control my life.
Yes. And they're not your thoughts. Don't even call them your thought anymore, because, and they're not God's thoughts. They're straight out of hell, they are evil. They are spirits that's in your imagination, and you have identified with them. And then you'll consult with them because the thought would tell you, oh, go and get her a glass of water and make her feel better. And you'll go get you'll go get her the water, and then she anyway, and then the thought, well, maybe you bring her some flowers. You're consulting with the devil. You're going from one thought to another one to another one, and it's just digging a deeper hole of darkness for you. It's just making it worse. Even when you married her, it was the devil that told you to marry her. Oh, this is the right one. Yeah. You listen to that. You got to stop listening to thoughts.
Right. Well, I definitely made a vow for this year, and my number one vow is to stop arguing with people.
Yes.
Anybody.
Don't argue with the devil in your mind. Don't argue with her or anyone about anything. Never argue again with the spirit of evil, because that's what you're doing. When you're arguing, you're trying to get in your way, which is the wrong way. And when the person you're arguing with, they're trying to get it their way, which is the wrong way. Cut out the arguments.
Absolutely. Because I started to realize I've been arguing with a lot of people lately and started to realize that it makes me a beta male.
Absolutely. Beta! and don't argue with your wife, and she goes, oh, you don't love me. You're not arguing. You're not saying anything. You don't love me. That's the devil, her saying, you're not arguing with me. I can't control you. I need you to argue. I need you to be mad so I can make you feel good. And I control you can both ways. Just cut out the argument and just simply live your life.
Right, right.
And as far as the drinking right now, stay a present. Try not to drink. Take the pain and not drink it away, but let the true God take it away rather than the false one. But let's say you do take a drink. Be aware of yourself doing it. The awareness will take away the taste for it. You'll be fine. And don't call yourself an alcoholic ever again, because you, when you say you are an alcoholic, who are you talking about?
I can't even answer that. Right.
And so,
I agree.
So why do you say I'm an alcoholic?
I guess in my mind, I'm kind of accepting it.
Yeah, you believe in thought. There is no you to be an alcoholic.
Right.
So don't ever stop calling the false self you and let the false self die. You must die from that in order to have life. You got to give up the ego life in order to have a true life.
Right. Yeah, it is my ego.
Yeah. It's all ego. Your little feelings about your wife is not the real you. That's an ego. It's not even you. Your wife want to leave? Okay, fine. Bye. You want the children? You can take them with you.
It's not easy, but I agree.
It is easy. If you didn't think about it, let's say that you never thought about the relationship with you and your wife, whether she stay or go. What would happen if you stopped thinking about it?
It wouldn't exist.
Right. And even with the kids should stay with you. It's best for the kids to be with the father rather than the mother, right? Especially after the third year. But let's say she, because the court's on the side of the woman, and she go to court to try to destroy you by destroying your children, what would happen if you never thought about that?
Oh, I don't even know.
Stop thinking. You want to live no-thinking life. Because you get into thought about the children, the devil going to tell you, oh, you love your children. Poor children. She's going to take your children, and you love your children. It's just all emotional lies. There is no feeling in love. You don't feel pain. You don't feel good.
That is so the truth, because those are my thoughts exactly right there.
Uh-huh. What a mess! So
well, I definitely needed this call.
I
definitely appreciate it.
You work on you, man. Don't try to make this woman stay. Don't want to be with anyone that doesn't want to be with you. She has a right not to want to be with you. You have a right not to want to be with her. If she want to leave, bye. I mean, it's abnormal to want somebody to be with you. You miss it. You yearn for it and all that. That's not a normal state of living.
You're right.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
Okay, stay with that. Stay with that and stay present. And it'll work. It'll be fine.
Absolutely.
All right,
Jesse. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. I needed this call. And I support everything that you do. I love what you do. And it's helping me to become an alpha male.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
All right, Reggie. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller Lamar out of Dallas, Texas. Lamar, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Reverend Jesse. This is Lamar, the Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Lamar.
How are you, sir?
You can just call me Jesse. All is well. Thanks for calling.
All right, Jesse. So I'm a recovered alcoholic and a retired racist who found the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a couple questions for you, my Reverend, about the lake of fire in Revelation. Is that correlated to California right now?
No.
Were they all the fires going on here?
No.
All them gay?
When he was talking about the fire, he's talking about the burning inside of you, your misery, your loneliness, your anger, your rage, your revengeful nature, your fears, your doubts, your suicidal thoughts. Those are the fires that he's talking about.
What about in all them parts in Revelation where they're talking about the fire and they're going to burn and purify the fire?
And the fire is burning inside of human beings until they drop their ego nature, until they stop being angry. And the fires will be put out by the Spirit of the Father. Your nature will change.
So they ain't not got nothing to do. Since fire in California ain't got nothing to do with the correlation of all them gay people and gay movies.
No.
And gay restaurants, nothing like that?
Nope. It has nothing to do with that at all. It has everything to do with California voters voting in people who don't care about California at all. They're about money and power for themselves, and they have not done anything to prevent the fire from happening because they've been making money off not preparing for the fire. So it's the wrong politicians that they are voting in.
I spent a few days looking in my Bible studies correlating to this, and it looked like to me like Sodom and Gomorrah looks like San Francisco and Los Angeles. And all of a sudden, 4 days later, there's fires. And I'm just like, oh, my God, did the Lord come to purify these places? And then I was looking in my studies, Mr. Reverend, and I saw in Matthew 18, he said, it's better to, it says, if you ever had this problem, better cut off your hand. Then I was like, oh, shit, because I shake hands with four gay people. And I was like, oh, no, man, maybe I'm going to have to suffer.
No, you got, have you dropped your anger?
Oh, man, I'm not mad. I just sound mad because I spent more years of my life as an alcoholic and a racist. So it sounds like I still got anger in my voice.
Do you?
But I got a big smile on my face talking to you, Jesse.
Right. Do you have anger?
Absolutely. I called my mother and told her I'm mad at her with all the happiness.
Why did you not forgive her when you called her?
No, I called her and told her. I said inside my heart, I got fire. And then that fire is going to turn to love.
So did you forgive her for what she's done to you?
I did. I even sent her a Christmas card.
Did you forgive her?
I did.
And did you tell her that?
I did. And then I also told my father I forgive him for being a beta and letting her rule my life.
And so what did your mother say when you told her you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Well, she's dead. I spoke to her in the astral planes in front of her grave with one of them. I bought one of them pagan witch, one of them pagan witch kits that you can light candles in a certain area and you get to speak to spirits. So I did that on her birthday and forgave her.
What? Amazing. Well, forgive, and so that you can drop the anger too. All right.
All right. And just to be clear, there's no ironic situation of California fires that has to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. That's not real at all.
Not at all.
Okay, I'll let it go.
All right, buddy. Yeah, it had nothing to do with that at all. It has everything to do with the wrong people, evil people running the selfish evil people running the government. Amazing. 888-775. Thank you, Lamar. 888-775-3773.
888-77-JESSE.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Boost, you raided the stream over on Rumble, sending his followers to you, to JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, last night Bill O'Reilly, who has known Trump for over 30 years, said something about Trump that was interesting. He said Trump never lives in the past or the future. He always lives in the present. Sounds familiar?
I'm not surprised to hear that about Trump. You can see that in him. That's why I told you he's like Jesus. The same spirit that was driving Jesus and that is in Jesus is in Trump right now. And that's why the children of the light can't stop him in the same way they could not stop Jesus. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Nice.
Really good observation, though. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I read that, too. Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. I hear you keep calling people nasty and evil, and I do understand why. However, is it the people who are nasty and evil, or is it that spirit that's driving them? To hear you make it sounds like the people did it to themselves, even though the people over 18 can come to a change in life, just asking.
So what are they asking me?
Is it the people who are nasty and evil?
Yeah.
Or is it the spirit that's in them that's nasty and evil?
It's human nature, and it is the evil spirit inside of them, though. But interesting question. What made you ask it that way? Ask that person, why did you ask a question like that?
Hey, someone, why did you ask the question like that?
Yeah, just so I understand, because it is the question sounds like a mama question.
I've noticed that, too.
Is that from a guy or a woman?
It's from someone.
Oh, it doesn't say man or woman.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a mama question. Make it a little clear as to why you ask it like that.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Thank you for
and
your
coffee.
And
don't be a mama. Even if you are a mama, don't be a mama. Or if you're a man, don't be a mama.
That's right.
Amazing.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. The JLP crew is the only real high-qualified DEI crew on the planet.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
DJT2020 gifted a subscription to Rimfire on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Right on. Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Jim in Alaska says, it's funny that the Great White Hope gets sworn in on MLK Day. Ha 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 ha. Thumbs up.
What amazing. There is a God. So MLK Day is what?
I don't know. It happens to fall on January 20th, which is Inauguration Day.
And that's his birthday or what?
Observed anyway, something like that. You know how the blacks tried to turn it into a national holiday? And then Ronald Reagan kind of let it happen.
May his soul rest in peace.
Nice. Biblical question, says Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim.
Biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself? Are you a problem to yourself?
I'm a problem to myself when I'm not present because that's evil's playground. And when I'm present, I'm able to be guided by God and all is right with the world.
Right on. Amazing. I want to respond, Jim, but I can't. I got to wait until Sunday.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP.
PUNCHIE.
And we'll have to read the rest of the Super Chats later. And we're going to open the...
Treasure Cast is now open on G-Live. Back in a moment. get you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It's Manhood Hour, but we're taking the ladies' call, too. It's not just for the men. You can call by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then at from 9 to 11, and at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black, better known as Arkansas, a sweeping port. At 11 a.m., and then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him from God. Not on loan, but given to him, life itself. At 12 noon, right after Joel Friday TV. And then, tomorrow night, ladies, Women's Forum, our first one for the year. Get ready. Come on in, lady. It's going to be a hootenanny. And we're going to start on time. And we're going to end on time. I want to do this, and then I go back to the calls and your super chat. This is Manhood Hour, and men, and ladies. Ladies, this if poem applies to you, too, if you want to be a woman. John Kipling. If you want to overcome being a female and you want to become a woman, and if you want to overcome men, if you want to overcome being a male and you want to become a man, this is what it's going to take to become a man and for women, ladies, to become women. Oh, woman. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling.
It's so deep.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is the truth and nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. You let that ego die, and you'll be able to live that way. Donald Trump is living that way because he understands that. Jesus Christ lived that way because he knew. You can live that way too, but you got to work on you. You got to overcome the illusion of self. There's no you. Really, there's no you. So I encourage you, take your eyes off everybody else and live from within. And let the rest of the people go to hell. Let them stay in their hell. You have no obligation to anyone but your little children, if you have any. If you have no little children, you have no obligation to try to help or save anyone because you can't do it. God did not put that obligation upon you. Each individual is responsible for self. What a mess! If is it. Did you hear the words in there? If you listen to the words, it's going to blow your mind. It's the New Testament. It is done. It's been finished. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But you got to look for that first and not look for anything but that. Let me go and talk to Fritz out of Florida. Fritz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I wanted to answer the biblical question and get some comments on some things.
Are you a problem to yourself?
I don't know. But
are you on a speaker or something?
Oh, hold on.
Hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. I'll let Derek, let me check him out. Let me know when he's ready. What the? Let me go to Eric, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Eric? No, Eric. Eric, take it off mute. Eric. Okay, it sounds like Eric may be on mute. I want to go back to Fritz. Is Fritz ready there? Okay, let me go quickly back to Fritz out of Florida. And Derek, check on Eric. Fritz, let's try it again.
Hey, how you doing? Excuse me for all that.
Never be on the speaker or Bluetooth.
I thought I had it off on the Bluetooth, but it still was connected.
You thought like lit.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
Now I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Are you a problem to yourself?
I was saying I don't know, but a lot of problems do come up on myself, but I don't know if I'm the problem, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's weird, but I try to watch it. And then with that too, and now knowing what I know now,
well, thanks for responding to the biblical question. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but now that I know now, you know, listening to you and trying to see it on my own with, like, the thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's pure torture. really. It's pure torture. Because now it's like, You see it. I can see it now. I'm not denying it. I'm not sugarcoating. I'm like, okay, this is a weird thought, you know?
Yes.
And every time I try to, and you know, I catch it, I come present. But then it, like you say, it'll throw something else your way to where it makes you think about that thought that you dismissed. So it's like, but then it gets even like crazier with the emotion. That's really where the pure torture feels, because like, oh my God, I'm dying here. or I cannot, like, what is this? I'm crying and stuff. I'm like, the hell I'm crying for? I hate that. You know, like, yeah, it makes me really feel pathetic, and it hates myself. I hate myself.
What a mess!
For real. I'm like, I cannot take this no more, but I'm not worried about how long it's going to take. I know it takes time, but it's just not even starting the journey, being on it itself. Like, it's not a joke. It's really not a joke.
Yeah.
So,
So your question for me is what?
Yeah, like, how do you really steer clear, like, through this whole journey? Like, how do you stay present? Like,
good
not
question.
Not when it's going to happen, but how do you do it?
Here's what you need to know. Mm-hmm. The thoughts are not yours, and the feelings that come from the thoughts. You feel it in your body, whatever the pain is, and it feel rough, and it feel like makes you want to cry, it makes you this and that. But those feelings are in your body and not in you. And those feelings are not you. And what's happening is the thing that said, I feel like dying, I feel like giving it up, this is too hard. Yeah. Those are the voices of evil demons that made a home in your mind and in your emotions. And they're screaming out, how long will this take? I can't handle this. This is too hard. They're pretending to be you, because now that you are aware of them, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, is taking them away from you. They're dark, evil spirits, and they're pretending to be you crying out, but it's not you. And they're going to have to depart from your body, and they don't want to do it. They don't want to leave your body because that's where their home is. And so they're yelling out. They're pretending to be you. I encourage you to let them scream. If you have to cry, let the tears come and go. And don't identify with it. You'll be fine. They're going to have to leave you. And when they are taken away from you, and they will be taken away from you if you stay with it, they have to go and make a home in somebody else, and you will always be free from it. You will never have to deal with that again.
So it's like standing in, like, snow, like standing still in snow or in the cold. You know it's cold,
yes,
but you got to stand still through it all because it's rough.
That's right. God said, I beseech you, brother, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and accepted unto God. And what he's saying is, all those things that are happening in your body, you be still, as you said, stand in the snow and let the light destroy the darkness.
Man, that's powerful right there. Yeah. Hard to do, but it's powerful.
But you stay with it, and he's fighting your battle for you. The light is fighting on your behalf, and by you standing still and allowing it to happen, you're letting go, you're submitting to God, and he is taking over, he has taken over, and he will take them away from you. And you will have no more loneliness, no more depression, no more anger, no more fear. No more doubts, no more suicidal thoughts, no more revenge thoughts, no more jealousy, no more want to be like anyone else, no more thinking there's something you need to live up to, no more. It will all be gone.
I can't wait, brother. I cannot wait. I can't. I'm done. I'm tired of this earthly living.
Yeah, me too. That's why I gave up, man. I got tired of living in hell.
Yeah, man. Oh, so is it like a force, like a pull? Because I don't know, I could be wrong. It's a sense of when you realize it, right, and you caught it, and you want to be present, it's, or you want to receive a truth, right? It's a pull that's like pulling you back, not to like turn around. Or
the darkness does not want you to perceive the light. It doesn't want you to be guided by the light. So it's doing all it can to pull you back into the darkness.
Yeah,
because now you stop identifying with it and everything. It doesn't want that to happen, because the only reason that it has been able to stay in you for this long is that you had identified with it. You thought it was you. And so you agree with evil calling it you. Now that you stop calling it you, you have no more agreement with evil. It has to leave from you.
All right. I got to get back out there on the battlefield with this.
Right. And just know it's not you that's feeling the pain. You do feel it in your body, but it's just pain in your body. You're not the body, and you're not the pain. You're not the thoughts or any of those things. So stop calling it you so that you can lose the identity with it.
Okay. I got it. Okay.
What a mess!
For real, I am a mess. That's crazy.
And that's the life. God said in order to have life, you got to give up a life. And what you're giving up is a false life. That ego life of misery, worry and all that. It's ego life. It's a false life. It's not you. So you got to die from that. Then you will have real life, and real life is amazing.
Yeah, I need that real life right now. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, Jesse, you and all the folks.
You're welcome, man. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Take care.
All right.
Right now.
You too.
All right. Let me go quickly back to Eric and see. There's a line open, 888-77, Jesse. Eric, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Let's try it again.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No man is good, but all is well.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
So I'm just, I have a 13-year-old son. I'm a single dad. I have 50-50 custody of him, with his mother. I'm starting to notice, as much as, very lately as well, that he's becoming very, disobedient, very disrespectful, saying things that he normally wouldn't say. And so, when I try to put him in his place, or when I, he will go in his place eventually, but he will, he'll say, when I go to my mom's, this isn't going to happen to me. And so I'm just like, he's in the punishment now, but when he gets to go over to his mom's, that punishment is removed. So do you think that this behavior has something to do with his mother?
100%. His mother has turned him against you.
And that's listening to your show. That's honestly the conclusion that I've honestly come to almost. But
is what's happening. He doesn't love you. He has his mother identity. And the way she feels about you is the way he's feeling about you. And he's holding things against you that's not true because she has lied to him about you by acting out and blaming you and blah, blah, blah. As she could be spoiling him. And now his ego is all built up. He think the love you're giving to him is hate. And he think the false love he's getting from her is love.
I can agree with that because his birthday was just, at the end of December. And she bought him a brand new iPhone for his 13th birthday, iPhone, 14.
Yeah.
And I told her, I disagree with that decision. He's only 13. He doesn't need a cell phone. He doesn't need social media and all these, places that just lead to evil and bad decision-making at a young age with no oversight. And she said, no, he needs a phone. It's a modern era we live in, yada, yada, yada. And I can't tell her what to do. I mean, I could try, but she doesn't have to listen to me.
No, because everything you tell her not to do, she will do it just to get back at you by hurting your son.
Yeah. Yeah, and then my son tells me, he hears her and her current, boyfriend, fiance, whatever they are. She has children with him, say bad things about me and stuff. And
yeah.
It's very, very disheartening.
And so when you say he is disrespectful, what do you mean by that?
If I tell him to do something, usually he would just be like, okay, Dad. Now it's no, puts up an argument, I have to tell him multiple times to do something he used to do on the first take. And he tells me that I'm being mean to him by making him have to do chores and having responsibility and holding him accountable, for instance, he's grounded right now because he has one grade lower than the C I've been a C in school, you know, and I said that's unacceptable. And so that I see all C's, at least you're grounded from all your electronics. And he's like, well, that's mean and that's abusive and, you know, like, but it's not.
But how is he being disrespectful?
By, you know, refuting that to me, trying to accuse me of abuse and being mean to him.
But how is he being disrespectful to you?
Because he's like, it's, to me, it's talking back.
And who are you?
His father.
But who are you, though?
Who am I?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to ask me with that.
I'm asking, who are you? You told me that it's your son, so the boy belongs to you. But who are you?
I'm his father.
Right. That's who you. That's what you. You are his father. You're his father. He's your son. But who is Eric? Who are you? Not who belongs to you, but who are you?
I don't know. I don't know, like, what you're trying to ask me. I'm Eric, I'm me, I'm the father of this child. I don't know who else I would be.
But you're a father, but that's not who you are. That's what you do, you're a father. But who are you?
I'm me.
And who is me?
I'm Eric. I'm a person. I don't know what you're trying to really ask me.
And the reason I'm asking, because you said that he disrespect you. And I'm trying to figure out who is being disrespected. Who are you that you can be disrespected?
I'm his father, you know? So I don't know.
My point is, if you didn't see yourself in the way that you see yourself, you would see that there's no one there to be disrespected, right? And so when he act that way, it wouldn't hurt your little ego. Oh, I'm your daddy. I do this for you, and you're disrespecting me. But if you had no image of yourself, there would be no one there to disrespect. And then you would be able to correct him in the right way. But if you think that there is an error to disrespect, then you're going to correct him out of your emotions. And that is as bad as his mother, because you're doing it out of evil, out of anger, and no love, because you think that there's someone there to hurt. There's no one there to disrespect. He's hurting your ego, and you're not your ego.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense when you put it that way.
And so his ego knows that how to hurt your ego, because his ego now is of his mother. And so you have devils fighting. But if you overcome this false image that there is an heir and I'm this daddy and you got to respect me and you got to do this, I promise you, you lay that down, you'll be able to, the spirit of the Father, God, we give you the right words and the right attitude, perfect spirit to deal with your son in the right way. And if you need to correct him, you'll do it perfectly. If you don't, you'll do it perfectly. But you'll be able to deal with him in the right way. And if you want to leave, you'll let him go. If you want to stay, he'll stay. But you have the authority to guide him in the right way.
Okay.
But
you, you think it could be a racial thing? Like, is there a racial thing? Like, the fact that his mom is black and I'm white and different, like, you know, ethnic ways of living and stuff?
No, it's a spiritual thing. You got to drop your anger. You got to overcome your mama so you can deal with your son in a perfect way.
Okay.
It's spiritual. Now, blind people say, oh, it could be racist, but it's not. It's good versus evil. You got to overcome evil so you can deal with evil and other people in the right way. Your son is evil right now. He's been recreated in his mother's image.
Okay. Yeah, and the older he gets, the more and more I see that.
Yeah. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I haven't.
And why not?
Just haven't taken that step yet.
And how would God forgive you and take away your mother's spirit if you don't forgive your mother? How will you be forgiven?
And that's right. You know, you have to forgive others to be forgiven. That was incorrect.
That was a question.
What was that?
How will you be forgiven if you don't go and forgive your mother for what she's done to you?
I won't be forgiven, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so go and forgive. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for screwing up my life, turning me away from my dad, and recreating me in your image. Because every woman you get involved with, including that black one, is just like your mama. And you can't handle her, couldn't handle her in the same way your father couldn't handle your mother. So he didn't protect you from her. Eric, are you able to call me back tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Or the next, whenever.
I'll be able to call back.
Okay, because I'm right out.
Tomorrow, but...
And remind the screen when you call in that I ask you to call back. And I'll take your call right as soon as you call in.
Okay.
All right. And I want to deal with this a little bit more.
Okay. I appreciate your time, Jesse.
All right. Call me back tomorrow. I mean, that's the first chance you got.
Okay.
But in the meantime, forgive your mother and your father for not protecting you from your mother so you can see how to deal with your son and every human being. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the words of wisdom.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. You take care.
All right. I'm out of time, folks. The clock is, the computer about to cut me off. Hey, coming up. I'm gone. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thumper Thursday. Call us. Call me back tomorrow. Jordan, a first-time caller for Washington. Gabriel out of New York, first-time caller. Somebody just dropped. And then Monica, a first-time caller out of Michigan. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye, y'all. Thanks, Super Chat. We'll do that tomorrow as well. Some of you don't know that under my nonprofit, Barn, we have an entrepreneur academy. And what we do is we help men start businesses, ages 15 and up, all races. So whatever your business idea is, we help you with that by whatever the needs are. But you have to literally do the work yourself because I ain't doing the work for you. I'm not your mama. I started a credit union because some of the guys, they have bad credit. Their mamas used their name to get credit for herself when they were little, and they are not able to do it. So we have that going on. We have the Sunday church services, the JLP radio show. We have the FatherState.tv, the counseling service. And we counsel with people around the world, either by Skype or by the phone. We help find jobs. You name it, we do it. It's so amazing. You can continue to support us by going to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.